Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies with comfortable temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are sunny, offering a pleasant day to be outdoors. In Haifa, the weather remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, earlier this hour, Israel's foreign minister accused radical leftists and terror groups of forming an operational alliance at a counter-terrorism conference in Washington. Also, Walla reports a suspected ramming attempt occurred today near the Tarkumia crossing. The suspect has been arrested. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, an Israeli military prosecutor indicted a Palestinian terrorist for a 2007 murder after his recent arrest in Qalqilya. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports that Hezbollah, heavily supported by Tehran, continues to hold Lebanon hostage as a powerful armed force. And finally, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has attacked a bridge in Iran, part of ongoing strikes against the country. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein, a journalist, wrote just minutes ago that seven bridges and train stations were attacked in Iran last night. Emily Schrader, an activist, posted earlier today that the Islamic Republic has labeled her a hostile media person under a new law. She embraces the designation as a badge of honor. Seth Franzman, an analyst, noted that Iran's messaging is aimed at misleading about attacking the U.S. He believes it's part of a broader strategy to destabilize Iraq and Syria. Now for more on those stories, starting with the counter-terrorism conference in Washington. The Israeli foreign minister accused activist networks of advancing the agendas of Hamas and Hezbollah. JNS reports that he emphasized the threat such alliances pose to regional stability. This highlights ongoing tensions between Israel and groups perceived as threats to its security. Turning to the suspected ramming attack near the Tarkumia crossing, reports from Walla indicate that the driver attempted to use a vehicle as a weapon. Quick response from security forces led to the arrest, with no injuries reported. This incident underlines the persistent security challenges in the region. Meanwhile, in earlier reporting, the Times of Israel covered the indictment of Shadi Jumaa. He was charged for the 2007 murder of an Israeli civilian after being released from a Palestinian Authority prison. This case revives long-standing legal and political tensions in the West Bank. In a related development, Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon continues to grow. According to the Australian Jewish News, the group operates with significant support from Iran. This power dynamic complicates Lebanon's internal politics and its relations with neighboring countries. That strike on Iranian infrastructure reported by I-24 News follows increased U.S. military activity. CENTCOM confirmed targeting key surveillance and air defense sites. This could escalate tensions between the U.S. and Iran, impacting regional security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that CrowdStrike has acquired XM Cyber's technology. This move excludes customers, focusing instead on patents and source code as part of a European expansion. Separately, Walla Business highlights a growing dairy crisis in Israel. A malfunction in Tunova's distribution has disrupted cheese supply, with experts unable to assist due to security concerns. And finally, from Globes, Pelephone is pursuing the acquisition of Wecom for 265 million NIS. This deal reflects ongoing consolidation in Israel's telecommunications sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.